two of our finest students, Sam Austin. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
And Grant Hildreth. How are you?
Good.
Grant and Sam are two of our super sophomores. They're two of the best students, as I mentioned, in our school. And they're members of our FIRST Robotics team. And they're here to talk to us a little bit about FIRST Robotics. So, boys, to start, what is FIRST Robotics, and how did you get involved?
Well, you know, so FIRST Robotics is kind of like, you know, it's a very interesting activity, you know, that combines science and technology and, you know, lots of math, and, you know, that allows students to get, you know, a hands-on, you know, a feel for actual robotics and engineering in the real world.
Excellent. Grant, how'd you get involved?
Oh, I got involved in fifth grade, actually, when I met Sam and his dad. We actually started a Lego robotics team, which was using Legos, and then eventually when we got into the high school, we actually started a team. Well, there's actually a team already started, but we came and joined the team, and we actually got really involved. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the team in the high school has been going on since 2012.
What's the time commitment like, Sam? How much time do you have to commit to it?
Well, you know, so during the build season, which is, you know, the period spanning from the beginning of January to about the last Tuesday, you know, okay. So about 6 weeks, we meet every single day, so Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8:30. So that's 2.5 hours, you know, a day for 4 days a week, and then we have, you know, 6 hour long Saturday meeting. So, you know, it's a pretty good time commitment, but we get a lot done.
Grant, talk to us a little bit about the competitions. How do those work? When do they start? When do they take place? What do you do with them?
Well, normally what happens is we go there about Thursday night, and we set up a robot. We have a pit area where each team has a pit where we set up our robot and our tools. And then on Friday, we actually start, and we all have a competition. So there's an alliance of three people versus another alliance, and we just have the teams do the runs about 20 qualification matches, you know, where they team up in alliances and compete against each other on the field, you know. And after the qualification matches are done, then we have an alliance selections, so we pick like the top alliances to compete into the semifinals and, you know, eventually the finals of the match.
What are some of the rewards of robotics, Sam? Why do you do it? Why do you enjoy it?
Well, you know, first, you know, I love technology. You know, I love working with, you know, engineering and math and stuff, you know, and I feel like I'm getting, you know, just so much out of the program. You know, I'm learning, you know, lots of CAD, you know, software and stuff.
Excellent.
We're learning how to use that, and then we're also, you know, not only, you know, is it like the hard sciences and the engineering and stuff, but it's also like, you know, a sense of leadership and teamwork, because we have members from, you know, Jenison and you know, other schools that we don't even see during the day, but you know, at our meetings, we talk to them and we make really good friends with them.
Good. Yeah. So you're applying some of the science that you learned.
Oh, exactly.
How about you, Grant? What do you find most rewarding about it?
Well, I get some good hands-on experiences with using the tools and the technology that we will eventually use in college and later in life, and it's a good experience, and it eventually can reward us with good job opportunities. And
absolutely. What are your hopes for the future for the team? You have 2 more years after this.
Yep.
What are your hopes? Where do you hope the team will end up?
Well, you know, we have some seniors that are graduating this year. We only have one junior on the team currently, and she's from, you know, a different school. But, you know, we hope that we can, you know, draw some more people in, you know, coming freshmen and anybody else, you know, we can get in, you know, to grow the team and expand it.
That kind of leads into my next question. If someone's interested in joining robotics, who do we send them to? Send them to you guys, or what?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing, you know, that I would do would be just to send them to one of us, you know, and then, you know, maybe, I think there's flyers, you know, or some sort of thing out in the hallway there that advertises, you know, FIRST Robotics, but you can also email our coach to, you know, Chad Patinsky.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and thank you for being awesome young men in our school. We're really proud of you.
Absolutely.
And,
once again, our students have proven that they're much more intelligent than their principals.
Yes, yeah. Yet another fine example. Anyway, we're real proud of you guys. Keep up the good work, and let us know how we can support the program, and good luck, and hope you guys do well.